So I was sitting in my dentist chair earlier this week, mouth full of cotton, just staring at the ceiling. And I had this sudden realization. My dentist is brilliant. I mean, she can fix a root canal in her sleep. But then I looked over at the TV in the waiting room, and it was playing this, silent, generic loop of stock footage
Oh, yeah, I know the one.
from what looked like 2015. And I thought, this is the modern dilemma, isn't it? What
Yeah.
we're calling the expert's paradox.
It is a very, very real problem. You have these incredibly skilled professionals, surgeons, lawyers, tattoo artists who are just amazing at their craft.
Right.
But in today's market, being good at the job, it's just not enough. The market demands they also be like full-time media companies.
That's the tension we're unpacking today.
Yeah.
How does a busy professional actually save lives or, run a practice, but also feed the beast of digital media?
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, nobody wants a surgeon who's groggy because they were up until 2 a.m. trying to edit a TikTok video.
Hopefully not. And that brings us right to the two key players in today's deep dive. We're looking at a fascinating intersection of two platforms. First up, we have Clinic.
Right, Clinic-y. So this is a massive practice management platform. We're talking over 10,000 practices in what, 47 countries?
That's right.
It's used by everyone from doctors and dietitians to like beauty spas and lawyers. Their whole pitch is about reducing admin time.
Handling the bookings, the patient records, all the boring stuff.
And on the other side, we have Auto Content API. This is what the industry calls a content transformation engine.
It
Okay,
is.
I'm going to stop you right there. API is one of those acronyms that gets thrown around constantly in tech.
Sure.
But for the dentist or the salon owner listening who just wants more customers, what are we actually talking about? We aren't logging into a website here, are we?
No, and that's a crucial distinction. Think of Clinic-y, the platform where all the data lives, as the electricity socket on your wall. It has the power. Auto Content API is the plug. You just connect them. You don't have to build the power plant, and you don't even really have to operate the plug once it's in.
So it's like a pipe that lets the data flow from one system to another automatically.
Exactly.
So the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you plug these two things together.
Yeah.
How does this kind of infrastructure turn a booking platform like Clinic-y into a, well, a growth machine?
It's a massive unlock. And to understand why, we have to look at the core insight from the auto content research. We have moved out of the build it and they will come era.
And into?
We are now in the era of mental availability.
Mental availability. That sounds a little academic. Break that down for us.
It just means the barrier to business growth isn't distribution anymore. You can upload to TikTok, Spotify, YouTube, all for free. The pipes are open.
Right.
The real barrier is production capacity. We're in a state of what you'd call content saturation.
So if a clinic wants to grow, they need to be in the customer's ear, on their screen,
Yeah.
and in their search results, like constantly.
Constantly. But they physically cannot produce enough content to do that manually.
Well, let's look at the numbers because this is where the bottleneck really sits. Clinic-y is already doing a lot of the heavy lifting.
A lot.
Their data shows they save clinics an average of 2.5 hours of admin time per day.
Which is significant. That's 2.5 hours given back to the doctor or the practice
But
manager.
here's the kicker. What happens to that time? Even with those extra hours, are you going to start a podcast? Are you going to learn Adobe Premiere?
Probably not. And here is the brutal reality of the economics. The source material highlights that outsourcing a single podcast episode can cost anywhere from $100 to, well, $15,000.
Yeah.
And a professional video, you're looking at $3,000 to $10,000.
That is steep. So, local physiotherapist or a solo lawyer, they can't afford a media team. It's economically impossible.
Precisely. And this is where Auto Content API proposes a totally different philosophy, decoupling ideation from production.
Decoupling ideation from production. Okay, again, sounds fancy, but walk me through the actual workflow. How does a Clinic-y user actually feed this API? Do they need to hire a developer?
Ideally, no. In the modern tech stack, you use these glue tools like Zapier or Make.com. So picture this. A dentist uploads a PDF brochure about gum health into a specific folder, or
Okay.
even just saves a document. That action, just saving the file, triggers the API.
So the trigger is just saving a file. That's it.
That's it. The API grabs that text, it analyzes it, and it transforms it. It's not generating random ideas. It's taking the existing asset, that brochure, and converting it.
Okay, I have to play skeptic here for a second. The report mentions unit costs dropping by over 90%.
It does.
We're talking pennies instead of dollars. And usually when something is that cheap, it looks like, you know, cheap AI slop.
Right.
Is this going to churn out robotic hallucinations that embarrass the clinic?
And that is the number one fear for professionals, especially in healthcare. But AutoContent approaches this differently than, say, asking ChatGPT to write a blog. It uses a technique called source grounding.
Source grounding. What's that?
It means the AI is strictly instructed to only use the information inside the source document you provided.
Ah, okay.
It cannot invent medical advice. If your brochure says brush twice a day, the video script says brush twice a day. It won't suddenly suggest rinsing with lemon juice unless you wrote that.
That's a huge safety rail. So it's reformatting, not inventing.
Correct. It acts as an industrial engine to create the media assets based on your truth. And that's how the cost drops so dramatically.
You aren't paying for creative decision making.
No, you're paying for compute power.
That changes the math completely.
Hmm.
Suddenly, you aren't choosing between buying a new MRI machine or hiring a video editor. But let's get specific about the format, because Kliniki serves a lot of visual businesses.
It does.
We're talking beauty spas, hairdressers, tattoo artists.
And this is where the winning the eye segment comes in. If you're a tattoo artist or run a beauty spa, your business is visual.
Right.
If you aren't on TikTok or Instagram reels, you basically don't exist to anyone under 40.
But again, back to the paradox. If I'm tattooing someone for 6 hours, I can't be editing a reel. And honestly, a lot of lawyers I know are, let's say, camera shy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to dance on TikTok.
And they shouldn't have to. AutoContent API solves this with video automation, specifically using faceless channel creation.
Faceless?
Yeah. They have these AI avatars, a professional woman, a casual speaker, so the busy surgeon doesn't have to be on camera. You script it or let the API script it from your website text, and the avatar delivers the message with synchronized lip syncing.
But does it look real? Because that uncanny valley effect is a real thing. If it looks creepy, it could hurt the brand.
The tech has advanced so rapidly. Is it Hollywood level? Maybe not yet. But for social media where people are scrolling fast, it's incredibly effective.
And it solves the volume problem.
Exactly. You can test hundreds of video concepts for the price of a latte.
There's another angle here for Kliniki users that really stood out to me. Explainer videos and how they affect Google rankings. The notes mention something about dwell time.
This is massive for SEO. Massive. Imagine a lawyer using Kliniki. A potential client lands on their booking page. Usually they're greeted by a wall of text explaining personal injury claims.
Right, and they scan it for 3 seconds and leave. High bounce rate.
But the API can crawl that text and generate a 60 to 90 second explainer video. And the sources cite the statistic that embedding a video increases dwell time.
The time a user spends on the page. And why does Google care about that?
Because Google's algorithm watches behavior. If a user clicks a link and stays for 90 seconds to watch a video, Google thinks, hey, this page must be valuable.
It's a signal.
A strong signal. It forces the algorithm to rank the page higher. The report says it makes it 53 times more likely to rank on the first page.
53 times. That seems incredibly high. Is that causation or correlation?
It's likely a mix, but the logic holds up. Rich media keeps people around, so by just auto-generating a video for every surface page, a Kliniki practice isn't just looking cooler.
They're feeding the algorithm exactly what it wants.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. It's behavioral data. But let's pivot. We've won the eye. Now let's talk about winning the ear, the audio revolution.
This is personally my favorite part of the stack. We are seeing this shift where everyone is listening on commutes, at the gym, while cooking. But audio has always been the hardest to produce.
You need microphones, soundproofing, editing software.
Right.
The sources mention Google's Notebook LM here. I've played with that. It's fun.
Yeah.
You give it a PDF and two AI hosts chat about it.
Mm-hmm.
How is this different?
Notebook LM is a fantastic consumer tool, but it's manual. You have to log in, upload, wait, download. AutoContent positions itself as the Notebook LM API alternative for the enterprise. It's all about automation and scale.
So purely the workflow?
Exactly. A clinic could programmatically take 100 health articles from their archive.
And turn them into 100 podcast episodes.
100 podcast episodes without a human ever clicking record.
I want to apply this to the patient experience goal that Kliniki talks about. Because typically patient experience means, you know, a nice waiting room. But what about when they go home?
That is the perfect use case. Picture a post-op care PDF. Usually, a patient gets sent home with this wrinkled piece of paper telling them how to clean a wound.
It's boring, text-heavy, and they lose it.
Or they just don't read it, get confused, and then they call the office in a panic 3 days later.
Right.
Now, imagine that as soon as the patient is discharged in the clinic-y system, the API takes that specific care plan, turns it into a friendly 5-minute audio guide, and texts it to the patient.
So they can listen to it in the car on the way home.
Hi, John. Here's how to take care of your stitches.
Exactly. It feels premium, it's accessible, but it costs the clinic pennies to generate. It turns a piece of paper into a digital asset.
Now we have to talk about the voice tech itself. Because if this sounds like a GPS robot from 2008, nobody's listening. The quality has jumped light years. But the real game changer for the professional is voice cloning. This addresses what's called the CEO paradox.
The idea that the main doctor can't be everywhere at once.
People want to hear from the leader, the lead doctor, the senior partner. With voice cloning, the doctor records just once to train the model, maybe 10 minutes of audio.
Okay.
After that, the marketing team can generate daily updates or patient welcomes in the doctor's actual voice.
So the doctor is in surgery performing a hip replacement, but his voice is on Spotify explaining the benefits of vitamin D.
It scales the unscalable, the expert's personal presence.
That is both amazing and slightly terrifying, but mostly amazing for business. Now, I want to zoom out. Clinic-y isn't just a local player. They are in 47 countries.
Mm-hmm.
And language is usually a massive wall.
It is. If you're a clinic in Berlin, you market in German. That limits your audience. But Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
So how does that workflow look? Is it just like a fancy Google Translate?
It's more sophisticated. It's a dubbing workflow. A US-based practice using Clinic-y could publish a video in English. The API workflow transcribes it, translates a text, and then resynthesizes the speech in the new language.
And it matches the timing of the original video.
It matches the timing.
So you literally multiply your total addressable market overnight. You can have a Spanish channel, a German channel, a Japanese channel.
You do. And this ties into a strategy that the sources call programmatic SEO or PSEO. We need to spend a minute here because this is how you dominate search engines.
Okay, programmatic SEO. I feel like this is a term that scares people. Keep it simple for us. How does a dentist use this?
Okay, let's look at the thin content problem. Let's say you're a dental network with offices in 50 cities. You want to rank for a root canal in Austin, root canal in Dallas, root canal in Houston.
So you make 50 pages, change the city name, and hit publish.
And Google penalizes you for that. They call it thin content or duplicate content. If the text is identical, Google just ignores it. You disappear.
So you can't just copy paste your way to the top anymore.
Not anymore. But the multimedia solution from Auto Content allows you to generate unique assets for every single page.
Walk me through that.
Okay. For the Dallas page, the API takes your core data and generates a unique audio guide specifically welcoming Dallas patients.
Ah.
It generates a video script that mentions Dallas landmarks or local health regulations. It rewrites the text so it's distinct.
So every single page is rich, mixed media, and actually different.
Yes. You aren't just fighting for the keyword dentist. You're winning root canal recovery tips and city name across the entire map. Yeah. You're flooding the zone with high-quality, unique content.
That is a superpower. It really is. But all of this relies on having something to say.
Mm.
And I think that's where a lot of small practices get stuck.
For sure.
They know their trade, but they don't know what to talk about on social media today.
And that's where the deep research and newsjacking capabilities come in. This is all about establishing authority.
Newsjacking. I love that term. It sounds like a bank heist.
It's an attention heist. And speed is everything. Let's say there's a sudden change in health regulations. Or for a financial client on Clinic-y, maybe a crypto crash.
The usual way is...
Yeah.
You hear about it, you think about it, you write a draft, you edit it, and by the time you publish 3 days later, the news cycle has moved on.
Precisely. The API allows for reaction loops. It integrates with social listening tools. It can detect that a topic is trending on X or Reddit.
And then?
Then, using agents like Gemini or OpenAI, it researches the topic, cross-references sources, and auto-generates a script explaining it.
So the system pings you and says, hey, this is trending. Here's a video script ready to go.
Or if you trust the system enough, it could even produce the draft audio and video automatically. You just review and hit publish. You become the first source of information in your niche.
Which builds immense authority.
Right. And you can automate the research itself, too, right? Like having a research assistant who never sleeps.
Yes. Recurring research. You can set a task like scan for new competitors in my city or summarize the top 3 medical news stories of the week.
And the API delivers a briefing document or an audio summary.
I love that. The idea of a doctor getting a customized audio briefing of the latest medical journals while driving to work, generated by their own tech stack.
It's the ultimate efficiency. It turns consumption into production.
So when we put this all together, the synergy seems pretty undeniable. Kliniki provides the platform, the booking, the admin, the professionals, and Auto Content API provides the, what would you call it?
The industrial engine. It transforms the manual craft of marketing into a scalable infrastructure.
That's the key, Shisk. Manual craft versus infrastructure.
Think about it. We're talking about reducing unit costs by over 90%. We are moving from paying dollars to paying cents.
For a small business on Kliniki, that isn't just a saving.
It's the difference between having a voice and being silent.
It effectively democratizes high-end media production. You don't need a studio. You just need your expertise and the connection, the API.
And that leads us to a final, a somewhat provocative thought to leave you with. We've talked a lot about marketing to humans, but the sources hint at the agentic web.
The agentic web. Okay, explain that before we wrap up.
Well, we're moving toward a future where AI agents like ChatGPT or Google's Gemini browse the web for us. Mm-hmm. When you ask Siri or Alexa a question, they aren't reading a billboard. They're reading data.
Right. They need structured information.
Exactly. Auto Content API generates structured data, clear transcripts, clean text. If your content is structured and machine readable, the AI agents will trust it and serve it to the user.
So if you're just a silent web page with a phone number, you're basically invisible to the AI.
And therefore invisible to the customer. By automating this content, businesses on Kliniki are essentially preparing to market to robots as well as humans.
Wow.
We're building the infrastructure to be found by the machines that humans trust.
That is a wild thought to end on. You're not just optimizing for the patient, you're optimizing for the patient's AI assistant.
That's the future.
Well, there you have it. The expert's paradox might just be solved, not by working harder, but by letting the API do the heavy lifting. In the attention economy, it seems the only barrier left is just the willingness to plug in.
Couldn't agree more.
Thanks for diving in with us. We'll catch you on the next one.